Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We thought it important. We have a sister station in Buffalo, WBEN, and we thought one approach is sort of get a sense of what's going on the ground and the sentiment and the mood and everything else like that. So we're glad we can welcome in Tim Wenger from WBEN in Buffalo. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
Give us a bit of a sense of, let's start at the beginning. Like Buffalo, people don't know the city. Like, what's the layout? Where was this area? Was it a predominantly African-American neighborhood? Like, just give us a context here before we go into sort of the vibe of the city right now.
Yeah, good question. I was on site all weekend long and yesterday as well. And, Buffalo is a tight-knit community. It's not, a very large city. And this occurred in the inner city, just north of the downtown corridor. A really tight-knit community, a very tight-knit black community, with community stores and then this larger supermarket. And it's important to point out that years ago, the now longtime mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown, with the community, the mayor lives in this area, fought very hard for this store to be opened. There was no large, modern-day grocery store in this portion of the city of Buffalo, and they fought hard to get this Tops Markets, which is a large chain of supermarkets in our area, to open in the community. And that's where this all unfolded. This unfolded at their store. This is where they go to get their fresh meats, their produce, their food. And these people were simply living life. They're, in some cases were working on Saturday. In other cases, they were, picking out their groceries when this madman walked in and, began the shooting in the parking lot and went through the vestibule and continued to shoot right past a guard who tried to stop him and mowed down 10 lives and traumatically affected three others with injuries and affected each and every person in this community. And the town feels violated, Brian. That's really the best way I can put it.
Yeah, we're talking with Tim Wenger from WBEN in Buffalo here on Brian and Company at WTIC. You said you were down in that area on the weekend. I mean, what is it like? I imagine that the memorials have popped up. I don't get a sense of the scene, but what is going on in that neighborhood since?
It is all remembering the, if there's a way to describe an outdoor memorial service. That's what's happening. People are wandering around. The street is closed in that block. The perimeter has been tightened up a little bit from the weekend, or significantly since the weekend, but the block is closed right in front of the store. And there are numerous memorials that you may have seen, photos of and video online and on television coverage. But, that is continually occurring. There are press events happening with community leaders continually, not only for the investigation into this, but just into the reaction. This is a largely poorer area of Buffalo, and there's a food desert now, that has been created. There are some smaller community stores, but with this store being closed, you're now seeing operations under tents providing food distribution to people in that area. Since there's no store in the immediate vicinity, if you don't have a vehicle, you can't get you know, to groceries. So, you know, that's all happening. And then, of course, there's the influx of national media. That entire block is almost, you know, across the street from the store is just massive tents, you know, with national media that are covering the story, and rightfully so. It's you know, unfortunately, the spotlight is on Buffalo for all the horrific and wrong reasons. President Biden will be here later today. He arrives this morning around 9:45 at the airport. He will travel with Mrs. Biden, Dr. Biden, down to the site and pay respects before heading to a community center and delivering remarks this afternoon at approximately 1 p.m.
You know, one thing, and I haven't read in as much as you have. We're talking with Tim Wenger from WBEN in Buffalo here, and Brian and Company, WTSC, our sister Odyssey station up in Buffalo. Obviously, you know, the alleged suspect, Peyton, I don't want to give him his name necessarily and dignify it, but, you know, isn't from the area, isn't from, you know, he drove to get there. Is there, any sense of, is it like, I don't understand why, is it because it's one of the more concentrated African-American neighborhoods or something? Or is it like, I don't understand how that happens.
You know, when you read more and more about this guy had been planning this for months and months and months, and now, you know, dozens and hundreds of pages have been written.
Yeah, 180.
You know, in the dark corners of the internet and social media, of, you know, what his plans may be and how they might unfold. And yesterday, our police commissioner, Joe Grimaglia, in an interview with us, and then subsequently, you know, with many other places nationally, you know, indicated that they've uncovered evidence that would lead them to believe that they know he wasn't going to be done there. If he was able to get into that store, do whatever he did, and get back to the vehicle he was driving, he was going to move on to another outlet and continue the carnage and the rage. And they're crediting that former Buffalo police officer, the guard, with stopping him. But you know, the violation I referred to at the open here is because he's not from the area. I mean, of course it wouldn't, semantically, it doesn't matter where he's from. You know, what he did is what he did, and it's evil. And, you know, it has left the city, devastated and horrified, just lives wrecked. But the fact that he did come from outside and just have this unannounced vicious attack just makes it all the worse.
Just the last question, Tim. And, you know, we have, of course, have cities like Bridgeport, New Haven, and Hartford. And I live in a wonderfully diverse town of Windsor, Connecticut. I'm just curious, you know, this is separate from this person's, you know, horrific act, alleged horrific act. What is sort of the racial dynamic in Buffalo? Is it pretty sort of other, is it feel segregated, even though that's not how the world works with laws? I mean, what's the racial dynamic in that city?
This section of the city is heavily African American, and
but is that how the city is? I mean, is it pretty compartmentalized in Buffalo?
It is, and this came up yesterday in a news conference, and Mayor Byron Brown, answered, you know, that this immediate section of the city used to be about 90% African American, and now he described it yesterday as about 80%. But it is heavily concentrated along the east side of the city. The city is becoming much, much more diverse as it's revitalized. The city is reawakening, and there's an incredible, reimagination of the city and investment in all corners of the city. This does happen to be a section that is heavily African American, again, about 80%. His research, suspect's research, apparently played large in why he selected it. You know, this store, he visited the store. He was there in March. He was in town on Friday before the incident, and then, of course, on Saturday. He knew the clientele. He knew what he was about to do.
Tim, obviously our condolences, and Buffalo's a great place. I've spent a lot of time there. I've been to Sabres games, and it's a great place. A lot of great friends I went to school with up there, too. So our hearts go out to you and your community, and thanks for coming on this morning.
Yeah, and come back again. You know, it's a hurting city. It's a wounded city right now, but it will be, like any others that have gone through this, it will be back. And it is a great place to live and raise a family.
Yeah, to my chagrin, I'll tell you, you know, producer Matt Sorois, I mean, he went up for a Bills game and he completely, it's like his number two team now, because it was so fun, and, you know, doing the anchor bar and all that other stuff. So we appreciate it, Tim. Have a great day.
Come this September, it'll be his number one team.
I don't know. Well, you have to try a little harder on that one. But thanks, Tim. Have a good one.
Have a good day, Brian.
All right. Tim Wenger from WBEN Buffalo. It's a hard topic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.